So this shiur is in a certain pkin of anifta mechaveri al yepotem memenel meterek v'aloche. Tomorrow morning, Beis Hashem, we're leaving to Chutz Laretz for a simcha. My grandson is getting married tomorrow night in London. And I doubt you will miss me that much, but you'll probably miss Beinish. He's going to be away for a few days from the Koilo. So Baruch Hashem, it's a big schus to be Marvitz Teira before we leave. It's not the last year today, but it's one of the last years today. And the concept and the sugar we'll be dealing with today is one of the more complex and complicated sugyas in Shas, at least from my point of view. And as much as I was Isaac in the sugya of Grama, and as much as I wrote in the sugya of Grama, and I did write a great deal in the sugya of Grama, just today I asked my dear son-in-law to send me what I wrote about Grama. Sent me about 100 different things. I couldn't possibly check everything that I wrote. I was just blown away to see how many different shiurim and shubas are in Grama. I cannot say I have achieved total clarity in this complicated sugya. So let us just try to deal with the basics. On one hand, the sugya in Shabbos Kuf Chof Amid Beis, which is the most basic sugya, the sugya of Gram Kibui. And even though Kibui is a Melucha Darabonon, it is clear from the sugya that we're not dealing specifically with Kibui, no, with Gram Melucha. Because the Gemara says, Lo Yisasa Kol Melucha, Asiya Asa L'Toyra, Hu Gram Shariyam. So on one hand, Gram Kibui is mutar, is permissible. And there are various different examples of Gram Kibui. The Gemara deals with a situation in which there's a fire in the house, and we want to prevent the house from burning down. So a person takes vessels, kli cheres, fills them up with water, makes a around the fire. And when the fire will become bigger and the heat will get, the temperature will go up and the vessels will disintegrate and the water will come pouring out, and ultimately the fire will be extinguished, and that is defined as Gram Kibui, which is mutar. So the Mordechai is a Das Yochid that says Gram Kibui is mutar only to salvage your home, and because it's a pseida. But if there is no pseida situation and there's no chashash of monetary loss, even a Gram Alocha would be mutar. Goes without saying, it would be, even a Gram Alocha would be also. Goes without saying, that is, it would only be the Rabbanon. If it would be a Nisidni Uraisa, there would be no heter of hefsid, of pseida. The Mordechai doesn't even require hefsid merube, but pseida. So definitely would be an istrabon. Because in Nisidni Uraisa, there is not, as the Gemara explains, asiya osro toira hu grome sharia. Most of the Rishonim maintain kepashtus divrei Gemara. Gram kibui mutar. Yes, the situation we are dealing with is a situation of pseida. But when Chazal give the basic halacha, gram kibui mutar, there is no stipulation, there is no condition that gram kibui mutar b'mokom pseida. However, the Ramo in Siman Shin Lamed Aleph Hilchos Shabbos, Machmir Kedasa Mordechai, and the Ramo says gram kibui is permissible only b'mokom pseida. So before we try to compare Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Tov, let's just go a bit more into detail in the Hilchos Shabbos de Ketzad of Gram Kibui. So one of the basic questions in this sugi is, how do we reconcile Shabbos Kuf Chof Amid Beis with Bava Kama Daf Samech Amid Aleph? Because the Gemara in Bava Kama Samech Amid Aleph, and naturally Bava Kama deals with Niske Momen, and that sugi in Daf Samech deals with Niske Eish. So libo v'libiso ruach is potter by nezikin, because grama v'nezikin potter. And the Gemara asks, why is libo v'libiso ruach, if a person stokes a fire, but his stoking wouldn't get him anywhere if not there was a breeze, there was a wind, and he was stoking the fire, and the fire caught on because of the wind. And regarding Dina Nezikin, that is considered the Grama, Grama v'Nezikin Potter. And the Gemara asks, why would that be different than Azoyre v'Aruach Messiah? One of the Lamatas Malachas in Shabbos is winnowing. So agriculture has changed dramatically since 2,000 years ago. Everything has changed dramatically since 2,000 years ago. I do not recall whether I ever gave a shiur in Koyel about Dumya the Mishkan. That's a fascinating sugya. Maybe as we progress, we will deal with this. To what extent does a malucha have to be similar, Dumya the Mishkan? So when various different achronim say, you know, suggest kulis in different shalas because it's not Dumya the Mishkan, I say, nothing is Dumya the Mishkan. Nothing is Dumya the Mishkan. Is anything done today in the fashion, in the way it was done 2,000 years ago? Nothing is the same. We ain't the same either. But nothing else is the same. But that is a different discussion, and we will get there, b'siyata d'shmaya, maybe in one of the coming shiurim, shekodesh boch yasolan, we should be able to keep on in our bodes later. But, so the Gemara asks, Mashu v'azor v'rich masayisa, one of Lamatas Malochas is winnowing. So after Ktsira, and bringing it all together, which is Ma'amar, and Dash, Dash is threshing, then comes winnowing. And they throw, which are pitchfork or other tools, it's all thrown into the wind, and the wind, which is not a powerful wind, you can do it in a hurricane. But if there's a slight wind, then the wind blows away the lighter elements, which is the psilis, and the seeds, which are heavier, they fall on the spot. And that is the first of a series of malacha that come to separate the oichel from the psilis, the essentials from the psilis. So winnowing is also always done in taking advantage of a natural force, of the wind. So why would that be different than Zodav Aruch Messiah? Zodav Aruch Messiah Lagabin Ezekin, he is taking advantage of the wind to soak the fire. And in Lamatas Moruch HaShabbos, he takes advantage of the wind to separate the Oichel from the Psoilus. So why, regarding Shabbos, it's considered a Moruch HaNatsanis of the Uraisa, and regarding Nezikin, it's considered a Grama and Grama ben Nezikin Potter. And there are four different Terusim in the Gemara. Rev Ashi is number four, and Rev Ashi says, Shani Shabbos, the Malachas Mechsheves Asra Toira. So the previous three Amaroim differentiate between Zodav Aruch Messiah and Liba Velib Seruach in different ways. But Rev Ashi says, essentially they're the same. And there is no real difference between the two different malochas, the differences between the two different areas of halacha, not between the ma'asim, but between Hilchos Shabbos and Dinei Nezikin. Regarding Nezikin, every grama is potur. Regarding Shabbos, Malachas Machsheves Asra Torah. And Rashi says, Vaharei Naseis Machshavtoi. So according to Rashi, even though essentially we're dealing with the Grama, it is not his own power. He is taking advantage of the wind. And the wind actually does the separation, which is the essence of the Malacha. But it was his intention, and therefore it is considered a Malacha regarding Hilchos Shabbos. According to Rashi, would we assume, based on this sugya, that a proper Grama, if his intent was fulfilled and he achieved his intended goal, that would be a chiyuv, in a siddi uraisa, why wouldn't we say the same in the story of Gram Kibui? At the end of the day, that was exactly his intention, having those kalim, those vessels break up, and having the water put out fire. That's what he planned and what he achieved. So why would we say Malachas Machsheves Asra Toira in that situation as well? So there's a machloikis which many achroinim quote, a very basic machloikis between the Mugen Avraham and Evan Hoizer. The Evan Hoizer was one of the major achroinim in Shulchan Aruch Chaim. Mugen Avraham Simulation on Beis Yivchof writes regarding Erechayim Shalomayim. Erechayim is a mill, and in days of yore there were, before we had electricity, there were different forms of energy. I think the first person that realized that man sometimes must utilize natural forces to achieve his goals, first person that had this amazing discovery was Elimelech. Came dark and it was cold, and he took two racks and banged them one to another and produced fire. So in the list of the great inventors in history, nobody counts Elimelech, but he was the first that discovered that sometimes we take advantage of forces of nature to achieve our goals, and he discovered fire. So mills are run either by burning chomer be'era, burning material, and fire releases energy, and we use that energy, burning fuel, which is the most one of the most basic forms of energy up to this day. We burn fuel. Could be coal, could be oil, could be any other material that we burn. And matter becomes energy. And that is how we turn turbines and produce electricity and a zillion other things. So once upon a time, mills were run either by burning or by utilizing the natural force of flowing water. Up to this day, power plants are built next to waterfalls. Man builds dams to take advantage of the immense force of flowing water, either rivers or waterfalls, to harness the energy, natural energy, to produce electricity. So that is Rechayim Shalmayim. So the Mogen Avraham says, when the Avnei HaRechayim, I don't know what Avnei HaRechayim are in English, probably you don't either, but you know what Rechayim is because you learned the Mogen Avraham. So to turn those very heavy millstones, and we take advantage of running water. So the Mogen Avraham says, if you feed grain into a Rechayim Shalmayim, that's only a grama, because you're not turning those millstones with your own koyach. That is what the water is doing. So if you feed seeds, grain, into that system, it's only a grama, and therefore it would be mitzvah to do on Shabbos. And the Eben Weiser rejects the Mogen Avraham and his Chodek on the Mogen Avraham based on the Sugim Bovekama. Well, what is the difference, argues the Eben Weiser, whether you take advantage of the wind or you take advantage of running water? In Bovekama Dev Samach, Azor Varuach Messiah, so it's taking advantage of the wind, which is a natural force, which Yoitze Bereshis created. And the same as running water. And why won't we say regarding Rechayim Shalmayim, Malachas Machsheves Asra Toire, Vahare Nases Machshav Toire? And therefore, Devin always argues that would be an Issadi Uraisa, just like Zoyra Baruach Messiah comes the Chsam Soifer. So the Evan Oiz is in Shin Chof Ches. What does it have to do with Shin Chof Ches? Another practice of ancient times, bloodletting. Bloodletting was considered very healthy once upon a time. And there were different systems of bloodletting, which is Hakozes Dam. So in many places they used parasites, leeches. Well, seems to be a bit repulsive, but that's what people did. In days of yore, when you had tola emeshi in your armpits, you had leeches on your back. Goes together. So they used to use insects, leeches, who are blood suckers, and they used to place them on a person's back, and they used to suck blood, and that was considered a very healthy practice. And the question is, would that be considered a malocha d'oraisa, a tilas nishama? Because Hitzos Dam is a Malocha D'oraisa, it's Netilas Neshama. But those parasites do it, it's not we. But okay, but that is nature. We are taking advantage of nature. So would there be a difference between taking advantage of the wind, or running water, or the nature of parasites that suck blood, and that is in Simishin Chof Ches and Dina Refuah B'Shabbos. And the Eben Ezer argues, according to the Gemara in Bava Kama, that Samchi would be in a Sid Yuraisa, and he brings the Mugen Avraham, who is in Reish Nun Beis. Going back to Reish Nun Beis, that goes Chassam Sofer on the Shulchan Aruch. And the Chassam Sofer argues, no. That comparison is faulty. The comparison is flawed. There's a difference between winnowing. Malecha Zoyra B'Shabbos, Zedarkoi. It was done in the Mishkan. And therefore, even though by definition it's a groma, but bahochi chai ve'rachmona, that is the way you do the malacha. It would be similar to mevashel. Why don't we say every mevashel is a groma? I mean, you can't cook with your bare hands. Cooking is always taking advantage of a natural force. You can't cook without fire, without heat. So you're taking advantage of a natural force. So why isn't Mevashel a groma? The answer is, that is exactly what Mevlechas Mevashel is. There's no other way to do Mevashel. So nobody would argue that we could be makel by Mevashel. It's a Melocha D'Oraisa, it's one of Lamatas Melochas, who oifa va'a Mevashel, bo'che chai v'rachmona. So the Chassam Sofer argues, zoy v'ruach Messiah zoy, that is exactly what they did in the Mishkan. That is the definition of the Melocha. However, toichen, no. Person could be toichen with his hands, with his own muscles, with his own body, and therefore, when you do toichen, taking advantage of running water, that would be considered a groma. So we have two different interpretations of the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samach. Why would Zoyra Beruach Messiah Zoy Bichayim and Shabbos? According to Ravashi, Malachas Machsheves Asr Torah. According to the Evena, as Evena Weiser, it is, yeah, it's a basic rule in Dina Grama. It's a basic rule in Dina Grama. If that is his intention, he is Chayim. The Chassam Sofer argues no. It is a far narrower rule. It is only by Zoyra, because that is the nature of Malecha Zoyra. That's the way it was done in the Mishkan. It's similar to Mevashel. But we cannot learn Toichen from Zoyra.
Isn't Chassam Sofer Mocher from Shabbos Kuf Chof? How does the Evan Ezer do?
We'll get back to that. So actually, this seems to be a Machloikas and Rishonim, and on the spot in Bava Kama Daf Samach, we find two different pshutim, two different interpretations. Yes.
What does the Chassam Sofer do with Rashi? Because the Iker is not Alt Nasas Machshavos, the Iker is that was the Malach.
Okay, very good question. We heard two very good questions. Doesn't the Gemara on Shabbos Kuf Chof prove that the Chassam Sofer is right? Doesn't Rashi and Bava Kama Daf Samach prove that the Chassam Sofer is wrong? So I think it's a Machlokes Rashi and Rosh on the spot in Bava Kama. Rashi says, Malachas Machshavos Asa Torah V'Harei Nasas Machshavtoi. Rashi seems to say that if this is his intention, that is enough to define a groma as Malachas Machshavos Anis Chayev. So Rashi seems to be supportive of the Evan Weiser. Doesn't matter whether this is the nature of the Malacha. Malachas Machshavos Asa Torah V'Naseis Machshavto. But the Rosh, on the spot, Perek Vav de Bava Kama, in Bava Kama Daf Samach, the Rosh says, that is the way Zoyra was done in the Mishkan. So I think the machlokes between Evan Ezer and Chassam Sofer is the machlokes Rashi and Rosh. Of many of the Gedolei Achronim, you know, with their unbelievable genius, they went directly to the sugyas, and sometimes we wonder, why weren't they aware that this is the machlokes Rashi and Rosh on the spot? It's a very good question. That, you know, Darkei HaTalmid evolve. Their genius surpassed ours a million times. But I think the Derech HaLimud today is more thorough. Maybe because they had a lack of Sforim. Sometimes these Gedolim learned, maybe they didn't even have a Shabbos Gemara when they wrote. Maybe they didn't have the Rosh. Today we have the means, and we have the hergel, and today we know, you learn a sugya, you go through the Rishonim. sometimes we find a machlokes, like in our case, machlokes have an oizach some soifa. And both deal with the same sugya. They give two pirushim. One is Rashi and one is Darosh on this bat. And it's not only Rashi and Darosh. Shabbos Kuf Dalad and Perek Avoinu, we find the machlokes Rashbo and Ran. Not l'gagoy shel zayin v'osoy, not l'gagoy shel ches v'osoy shnei zayin. A ches is actually two zayins with a crown. Took off the crown, chayev koisev shtei oisiyus. He didn't write anything. He actually erased. But it's chayev koisev. Because he created two oisiyus. It was one, and now it's two. And it's chayev. So the Ran quotes the Rashba. Tzorech loim, it's not like chok toiches. Chok toiches is only a grama. Though this, l'cher would be a grama. How could you be mechayev him als koisev? He didn't write. So the Rashba says, Tzorech loim? Yes, but he did something positive, and therefore it's chayev mishim koisev. And the Ran argues, no. Chok toiches is not a ksav l'gabi get. But Shabbos, he would be chayev, malachas machshev esasel toiv. The Ran doesn't quote the Gemara in Bava Kamed of Samach, but it's clear that is what he means. He says, even if it would be defined as Chok Toiches, it would be defined as a grama. It would be a ksiva that's posul legabe get. But Shabbos is different. Malachas machshev esasel toiv. So, I think the Rashba would totally reject the Ran's svara, and he would say, malachas machshev esasel toiv is only relevant to malachas Zedarkom. That's the way they were done in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, when we wanted to write two Zions, we wrote two Zions. We didn't write a Ches and then erase the crown. That's not the way it's done. And therefore, has nothing to do with Malachas Machshavos. So the Rashba would support the interpretation of the Rash. The Ran fits in with Rashi. It's a Grama, but that's his intention. And that's exactly what he wanted to do. He, instead of a ches, he wanted to have two zayins, and therefore it would be chayiv. So what do we have? The machlokes even oizach sam soifer. Is the machlokes on the spot between Rashi and Rosh? Is the machlokes Rashbo and Ran in Shabbos daf kuf dalet? And then we have Rabbeinu Chananu, which brings us back to the obvious contradiction between Bava Kamma Daf Samech and Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav. So in the very sugya in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav, when the Gemara says Gram Kibui Mutar, Rabbeinu Chananu writes, but a person that does a malacha b'derech grama, and it is his kavone, is chayev mishum shemalachas machshev esasel toiv. So the Rabbeinu Chananu writes that as a general rule, but he doesn't deal with the question, so how do we understand the sugya in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chof? So I'm not aware of any of the Rishonim that deal with this obvious contradiction, which is a pele. Unless most of the Rishonim, even though they don't write it beferish, most of the Rishonim assumed and understood in accordance to the Rosh. So l'fi divrei Rosh, it's no stira at all. Dealing with kibui, that is not the proper fashion of kibui. In the middle of the week, when you have a fire, you take a hose, and you just pour water over the fire. You don't borrow 50 vessels from all your neighbors and put them around the fire and have half of your house burned down and lose all those vessels, and then you're going to have a big cheshbon mayim for next month to put out a little fire. So, according to the Rosh, no stira at all. So the fact that the Rishonim don't deal with the stira maybe would prove that most of them assume kedivrei Rosh. Maybe. But the Achronim do deal with the stira. And we have three different drocha. Number one, shulte gebayrim.
Do we put out sparks?
Oh, so you're probably referring to the Gemara in Shabbos Mem Zayin Amid Beis, right? When you put a kli under the ner for nitzaitzis, when you want to prevent a situation in which sparks might put on a fire, and you're not there sitting next to the Ner. So once upon a time they put a kli under the Ner that if sparks fall they should be extinguished in the water. But that is not the way to put out a fire. And in Shabbos Kuf Chof we're not dealing with sparks, we're dealing with fire, with a dleikus and a flammabais. So the Shilta Gebayrim says, in Shabbos Kuf Chof, we don't have intention to put out the fire, but to prevent the fire from spreading. And that is like Talis She'ochez Ba'ha'ur. So you pour water of the other half of the talis. So according to the Shilta Gebayrim, Gram Kibui, if his intention is to put out the fire, would be an Issa D'Oraisa, just like Zoda V'Ruach Messiah, which is a Gevaldige Doichik. First of all, it's a Doichik in Pshat, because the person is totally aware that if those vessels break up, the water will put out the fire. So one would argue, he's aware that it'll put out the fire, but it is not his intention, because what the fire destroyed is already destroyed. What his real intention is to contain the fire, it should not be able to spread. But the only way to contain the fire is by putting it out. So, if that water will spill, and the fire will not be put out, there always is the danger it will spread. The only way to really prevent the spreading of a fire is if it's not in a kli, if it's not contained, then it will spread. So, to argue that he doesn't really mean to put out the fire, he just means to prevent the spreading of the fire, is a big doicha.
Why do we need grammar?
And it definitely isn't stimis apoiskim. It definitely is stimis apoiskim. If we say gram kibui is mutar, why would we need grammar? If he puts it out, then he meant to put it out.
He wanted it contained. He didn't want it to spread.
Yeah, but because he doesn't want it to spread, he put it out. So his kavona was to put out the fire. But that is the difficult thing with the Shilta Gebayrim. I think Maor might be right, because it is the same with Gram Kibui. I mean, it is not the vessels that prevent the spreading of the fire. If it is the vessels that prevent the spreading of the fire, why does he need to fill them up with water? Because the vessels won't prevent the spreading of the fire. The vessels will be consumed by the fire. They will disintegrate by the heat. So the only way really to prevent the spreading of the fire is by having the water extinguish the fire. So I think Maor might be right.
What if the barrel?
Well, all he wants to do is prevent the fire from spreading. Therefore, he puts it out. So, ultimately, put out the fire. So that's a Dover Mechaven, and that's a Kavona Gemur. So why would this be different? So I have great difficulty understanding Shilta Gebayrim. Later, Achronim, Shilta Gebayrim was not a Rishon. Maybe many people think that he was a Rishon for the mere fact that he got the best place, you know. He just grabbed the seat between the Rishonim in Vilna Shas, right, on the Rif. But the Shilta Gebayrim was 400 years ago. But he quotes the Riyaz. And therefore, you know, he deserves the seat that he took, because he quotes the Riyaz, who was one of the major Rishonim. But the Shilta Gebayrim, that's his approach. Shalas Hatshuva Zera Emes Simen Mem Dalad, one of the great Sephardi Poiskim, quoted by the Beis Yitzchak, who was one of the Gedolim Galitzi 150 years ago. Tshuva Beis Yitzchak Chaim Nun Zayin Zera Emes Chelak Aleph Simen Mem Dalad. The Zera Emes differentiates between a grama in which the result is immediate. The immediacy is the defining fact. Zoyre v'aruach mesayesoy. It's techef emiyad. He throws the teroivis into the wind, and the wind disperses and separates oichel from psoilus. By gram kibu, no, it'll take time. And therefore that is considered a process. And in that case, we do not say Malachas Machshavas Asr Teira Varei Naaseis Machshavto. So according to the Zera Emes, the difference between the two sugyas is immediacy. So when a person takes advantage of a natural force, but he brings forth his result immediately, that is kechoyme biyada yoytze, kegarazin biyada machatzev, and that is considered the nisagoma nisiduraisa manatim shevus asratoyt. But when we're dealing with gam kibui, it'll take time, and therefore that's a groma and that's mutar. In Minchas Asher, in various different sources, Parshas Vayakel, in Chumash Shemois, Masechet Shabbos, and in many tshuvas that I wrote, I suggested maybe a different mahalach, which is based on a very similar question in Dinei Nezikin. Groma b'Nezikin Potor, Dinei Degarmi Chayev. And the Rishonim and Bava Vasachov base deal with the question, Mavin Zelazeh. What is the difference between Dinei Degarmi and Groma b'Nezikin? Garmi Chayev, Groma b'Nezikin Potor. One of the approaches that we find in Tosis of Bava Vasachov base and another Rishonim is, it is the question, is it Bori Hezeka or not the Bori Hezeka? And the level of doubt would define, would make the difference between Garmi and Groma. And therefore, Hasorek Shtoroysov Shel Chaveiro is Garmi. But a Koif of Komoso Shel Chaveiro Mepnei Oesh, or Hapoiretz Gedor Befnei Behema. So we let a Behema loose in the Shusar Abim. It's a danger. But it's not a hechleach. It's not Bori Hezeka. You know, people will see a mad bull out in the street, they'll just run away, lock themselves into the homes, and nothing will happen. But a sort of shtoros of shel chaveiroi, the nezik is immediate, it's imminent, and it's beyond doubt. The nezik is clear. So maybe that would be the difference between Zerub and Ruch Messiah, so in which the Toitzo is muchach. It's gotta come. That is the nature of things. But by Gram Kibui, sometimes the water would not put out the fire. Maybe the vessels won't break out. Maybe the fire will just fizzle out before the vessels will break. It's not a vadai. There's an element of suffix, and maybe that would make the difference.
Maybe the wind will stop.
Maybe the wind will stop. Usually winds don't stop in a very... It's unlikely that the wind will stop between the split second that I threw into the air, and you know, it's a split second. It's only in the 100 meter dash that a hundredth of a second makes a difference. It doesn't happen in Zorav HaRuach Messiah, so very unlikely. So, yeah, did I say that? So, that would be a mahalach. I'm not aware of any achronim suggesting this mahalach in Hilchos Shabbos, but could be a mahalach. The Achiezer, Chayla Gimel Simasamach, has a different suggestion, and the Achiezer is mahalik between Darkoi Bekach and Ein Darkoi Bekach. And Darkoi Bekach doesn't mean Bishu or Zoyra. Not because that is the way the Maluch was done in Mishka. No, Darkoi Bekach right here and now. Not going back to the Mishka. So the Achiezer differentiates between Zoyra Beruch Messiah and Zoyra. That is the way people do this Maluch. That is the proper fashion. They don't do it because it's Shabbos and they want to prevent the Maluch. That's the way it's done always, the middle of the week as well. And that is Malachas Machshavas. But Gram Kibui, that's done on Shabbos because we do not want to be over on Malachas Kibui. That is not the proper fashion. That is not accepted, a normal practice. It's not the most efficient way to perform this Malacha, and therefore, that would not be considered as Malachas Machshavas. So we have several different suggestions defining and differentiating between the two sugis. Where does this bring us halacha lamaisa? So I wrote in many tshuvas regarding various grama devices. And there are different organizations that plan, implement, and build different grama devices, whether it's Summit or the Machana Technologi. And I support this activity only in cases in which we're dealing basically with pikuach nefesh. But it is impossible to define when we're dealing with huge bodies and a tremendous volume of activity, like in the army, the police, in hospitals. And it's almost impossible to define primaisa. Is it a sufik pikuach nefesh? What is the level of sakana? So I do support using various devices, even though in my opinion, none of them is enough to steer clear from a chashash malocha diuraiso, according to everything we discussed. Because even a grama, if it's intentional, and it's planned, and it's immediate, would be a chashash diuraiso. So the different grama devices structured and produced by the Machana Technologi are aware of the Zera Emes. So they have Shihui Zman. How much time? Half a second. Second. Maximum second and a half. Because in the modern world, person using a keyboard, using a computer, waiting 2 seconds. 2 seconds to wait for a bus is considered reasonable. 2 seconds to wait till the letters appear on the monitor when you're typing is eternity. Nobody will use a computer like that. So in the various different grama devices, it's usually second, maximum 2 seconds, not more. And to my opinion, that has nothing to do with the Zera Emes. That's not what the Zera Emes meant. It's not a technicality. What the Zera Emes means, is it immediate or is it a process? When you put those vessels around the water, it's a process. Right now, nothing is happening. Right now, nothing is happening. There is no significance in those vessels that are 5 meters away from a little fire. It's a process which will take time, which will come into fruition. I don't think it's in any way similar to a technicality using technology to separate the result 2 seconds from. I think it has nothing to do with ZMS. I think the ZMS would be extremely surprised about this Chiddush based on what he wrote, and he would say, well, you're out of your mind. That's not what I meant. I meant to differentiate between something that is natural and immediate and something that is a process. It may very well be that the essence of the Zera Emes is suggestion number 2 that I made, differentiating between a Vada and a Sufik. When he says, it'll happen after time, it means it might not even happen. So, in all these modern devices, there is the element of Vadolus, there is the element of immediacy, and I think a technological dichia of a second or two has no significance. Is it the end of Darkei Bekach? This is a good question. In the middle of the week, we won't use these grama devices. We will use the normal ones. But it still is Darkei Bekach. It is a device which millions of dollars were invested. It works. It's high-level technology. So it's planned to solve the problem of Grama B'Shamas. I still think it's Darkei Bekach. It's the normal fashion of doing things. It's a computer, like any other computer. It's a machine like any other machine. Okay, it's a special machine. It's a Shabbos machine, but still. We're dealing with Harona Matluyim B'Sara. We're dealing with a Chashash D'Oraisa. So I think none of these devices, we don't steer clear from a chashash diuraisa with any of these devices based on the shiur we just said. According to the Shilta Geboidim, in any event, it's a diuraisa if that is his intention. So who says the halachas kezer emes? Maybe the halachas kachiezer, maybe the halachas kshilta geboidim. We're dealing with the chroinim, we're not dealing with the Rambam and the Rif. So therefore, I totally reject all these grama devices unless there clearly is a suffix pikuach nefesh situation.
Say they created one other word. It could be that it doesn't happen at all. So you'd have to repeat the nice oh, but one out of every, at least one out of every five times it happens. But this each mice by itself maybe won't happen before.
Okay, so I wrote about the kosher switch in Shas Hashivas Minchas Osher. I think it's Chelek Gimel. So that is one of the hantzos from the kosher switch. It doesn't need to happen. But it's not one out of five. It's one out of 100 or 200 or 500. Because if it's one out of five, once again, people won't use it. People expect in our days, if they put on the light, they want light. Vayehi oil. They don't want to put on the light and it won't get on. So I don't think that is enough. I think the element of, once again, we have four different suggestions. And the Divar Achronim, and one of them is mine. So on which one would we rely? I love that's a Sveika Diuraisa. It's not like a Machlokes the Rishonim when we have Klolim, you know, the Vis Yosef, in the Akdumah to the Vis Yosef gave some guidelines. Two against two, two against one. But when we're dealing with Gedolus Maneinu, it's not like Machlokes Rishonim, and we say what are the majority of opinions. It's a real suffix. We don't know. So,
what about what the Rav was saying at the beginning of the Shir? I think the Rosh is saying it's Darko in the Mishkan, and Stimus Rishonim is Kenzai.
Okay, the Rosh would be.
I'm sorry, friend, the Magen Avraham.
Yeah. That's a very important order. Very important. Because there, we do have a machlokes between Rashi and the Rosh. So we, you know, I made some arithmetic. So we have the Rashi and the Rosh. Against the Rashi and the Rosh, we have Rashi, Ran, and Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel says, as a basic rule, every groma, if it's his kavona, is also. So what's the halacha? Rabbeinu Chananel, Rashi, Ran, Lechumre, Rosh, my pshat in the Rashi. It's just my pshat in the Rashbo, the Kula. So the Mugan of Rome is Mekel. Evan Away says Machmir.
How does the Rosh apply to Chashmal anyway? There's a dark of a kach of Chashmal because the way that you know Mahus of Chashmal in the Mishkan.
But who says Chashmal is Groma? If it is a Groma, but putting on Chashmal
see,
directly.
These Mifsakeyim, these Groma devices.
Okay, so brings us back to the question whether that we would be confined. So, what we saw in today's shir is the complexity of this sugi and groma b'shabbos. We didn't even get into the etzem agdoras of groma, but just making seder in the halachas, how complex this sugi is and how many different stodemah has. So we didn't even get into the question of groma. Shar Tzion quotes the Maamar Mordechai, maybe by Yom Tov, we are makel by groma, even Shalom Mukam Hefsid, unlike Shabbos, and that is the way he reconciles what seems to be a steel of the Mo. We didn't deal with the Etzem Musag of groma. How do we define groma? What we did discuss at length is Rashi and Rosh, Bava Kamet of Samach, and then the different approaches of the Achroinim to Bimiyash, what seems to be a steel between Shabbos Kufchov. Why don't we say there, Malachas Machsheves Asa Torah, as we say in Bava Kamma Dav Samach? So we have the Machlokes Rashi and Rosh. And we broaden the scope of that Machlokes, V'divrei Roshoinim V'achroinim. And then four different suggestions how to reconcile the stira, the obvious stira between Shabbos Kufchov and Bava Kamma Dav Samach. And we did relate on the result of all this discussion, halacha l'maaseh, regarding various different grama devices.
It's a regular Shabbos clock that will turn something on in a half hour. Ignite that for 1.5 hours. Is that also a Shabbos?
Yes, I am my makel by the Shabbos clock. And I think
you voted in maybe that short something.
Yeah, I think that is not the proper way of putting on light. In the middle of you just put the light on and off by the switch, and you don't use the Shabbos clock. And I think that will fit in to the Zeta Emes. Why? There's no element of suffix. But I think when a person puts those vessels down and then he's engaged in different things. It is not considered massive because there's considerable time. And the same with the Shabbos clock. I mean, you arrange the clock. It will happen at some later time. You won't be there. It's not kechoyme biyada yoitzo. So regarding the Shabbos clock, I am makel. I am makel because by the basic definition of groma, definitely is a groma. So we get into the sugya of Malachas Machsheves. According to the Rosh, definitely would be mutter. According to Rashi, it depends on the different approaches, interpretations. I think according to two out of the four, I suggested it would be mutter. So I think regarding the Shabbos clock, I am makel. Because regarding the Shabbos clock, the question of the Shmau, the question of the Mechlokes Rashi and Rosh in the Sugya Bava Kama Daf Samach, and the question of the Achronim reconciling the two different sugyas.
A Dud Shemesh or any boiler that brings in new water, is the new water coming in a grama or a mice?
Definitely a grama. And that we could prove from Sanhedrin the Fayin Ches. The fact that the water, that there is no vacuum, and it's immediate, it's not relevant because in the Vayinches and Sanhedrin, by Bitke de Maya, it is only the first rush of water which is considered massive. What comes a second later is no longer considered massive, even though it's the same as at the Shemesh. When you open that dam, all the water moves, so it is the same. And there is no intention. There is no intention. And therefore, if it's a grama, it should be mutter. But there's no attention. The difference between miyad and yachazman is only v'abenases machshavtoi. He doesn't intend to boil water. So we go back to the basics of grama. It is miyad, but it's not what he means to do. He has no intention of boiling that water. So it has nothing to do with malachas machshavtoi sasatoi. It has to do with the basic definition of grama. And it definitely is a grama. Okay, so we discussed one of the important sugyas in Shabbos. And my feeling is, by the time I'm back, probably you'll move on to another sugya, but I would like to have opportunities to broaden the scope of the sugya of grama, maybe in the future.